by Walgreens, included, already included in the previous Stefan call. I can very quickly introduce the definition of contact group.
And we also need some action
Zustand, ob sie an sie haben. The definitions are followed. Alpha is the right reaction on the P of L to G defined by this formula, and then alpha satisfies this equation, so alpha is the right reaction. And if we restrict alpha L infinity G, then it is equal to original top product. And if we restrict alpha to L infinity G hat, it is an inner action, it is trivial. So this is the definition of alpha. The beta is a less G hat action, and the definition is like this. And then we can easily check this equality by using pentagon equality. So the beta is a less action of G hat, and if we restrict the beta in the dual function algebra, then it is equal to a coproduct delta hat. And also, if we restrict beta to L infinity G, then it is inner action. So summarizing these properties, we have two actions on functional algebra on the G and the dual G hat. Now we introduce quantum boundary. Defined in the previous picture. And then let's take x in the point of the dual. And then, by definition, g acts on human space hx by a unitary ux. And then, by a joint action, g acts on the matrix algebra P of HX, it is inner action. Since X is irreducible, this action is ergodic. So we have the unique G invariant state, PX. Then we call the isomorphism. This isomorphism, and we said, as you see, it is the UCP map on the function algebra. The definition is PXA equals E, the right slice of delta hat A. This is the analog of right translation from the group. Moreover, we prepare a probability measure on the upset. And we said, defined like this. is a non-commutative analog of Markov operator. And then Poisson boundary, the definition of Poisson boundary is as follows. It's a definition of Izumi. An element A is called P, P mu harmonic. Pick A, and those sets are denoted by A G infinity G. This is just notation. I make a few some remarks. By definition, A G infinity is weakly closed operator system. This is trivial. But the second factor is non-trivial, so we can prepare the product by using Choi-Eprom work on this operator system. So A-C-C-hat is a von Neumann algebra. So this von Neumann algebra is called the Poisson boundary. Part of the Poisson boundary is as follows. We call two actions G, two actions alpha and beta. If alpha here is L2G hat, and the Poisson boundary is the subspace of L2G hat, not only a subalgebra. That's the operator system. And G action alpha and G has action beta that preserve the Poisson boundary. So those are actions on Poisson boundary. And the second part is if G has commutative fusion root, then H-infinity G has does not depend on choice of generating measure mu. So, namely, H infinity G hat P mu is obviously right hand side is included in left hand side, but it is actually equal. So from now, we assume commutativity of fusion rules of G. So we denote the Poisson boundary without the measure, simply a b c t g h. I introduce the main ingredient of the proof, so-called Poisson integral. Poisson integral is defined by like this. It is a map from function algebra into function algebra on your. And the definition is like this. And here H is a half data and the beta is a left G hat action. And then you improve the following part. The first part, if the image space of theta is in a Poisson boundary, H-infinity G hat, but we don't know if image is equal to H-infinity G hat or not. It might not be equal. The second, the map has G hat G by equivariance. That is, so G and G hat act on both sides on the function algebra, and then theta intertwine their actions alpha and beta. And I have to note why there is great equality holds. The first thing is trivial because beta is actually a bit very easy computation. But the non-trivial point is the second one. Theta has G equivariance. Yes, it is proved by right invariance of H. We not use left invariance. I want to introduce computation because that is our motivation. This one. Let us take a compact quantum group, the cube deformation of FUN group defined by boson B. And then we have isomorphism between quantum flag manifolds G over T and two quantum boundaries. So this is a complete realization of quantum boundaries. This is first proved by infinity of n is equal to 2. But it is my notation. This means maximal torus in this lecture. Sorry. This is not a torus, one-dimensional torus. This is maximal torus. Sorry, this is my notation throughout my course. And it is generalized by the collaboration of Ismin HBX Q-net for when n is bigger than 2. So we have natural question. So how about the other two deformations of compact league, classical compact league? When we take another two deformation, then the mark isomorphic is true or not? And why does the maximal torus appear here? Not the one dimension torus. But why does maximal torus appear? We want to know the reason. And why Poisson boundary is like this Poisson space. This is very strong condition. Okay. Definition. assuming such property on G, we have the following.
The one thing is
there exists a quantum subgroup of G.
The definition of quantum subgroup.
Yeah. And as that quantum boundary maps from quotient space to quantum boundary. And second, what is the second statement to answer the what is quantum subgroup H? This is a quantum subgroup, quantum group of cat-type. Cat-type means the hard state is trace, pressure state. And maximal in the sense of Stefan Feltan, the maximality means if K is another cat-type quantum subgroup, then the quotient is bigger than the quotient by H. And of course, H is unique. H has unique. So this answer explains what is the quantum boundary. Quantum boundary is the gap, exactly corresponding to gap of quantum object and a cat object. Here, as corollary, we have two things. The first one is a part of result obtained by Stefan. So, if G is cat type, quantum boundary is brilliant. And the second one is what we want to prove. If G is classical compactly grouped and GQ, the Q deformation of G, then maximal cut is equal to maximal torus. And by this result, Poisson integral in maps quantum flag manifold to Poisson boundary. Okay. Let me explain the idea. Idea is very simple. To construct the inverse of Poisson integral theta. It is actually not inverse, but right inverse. But we want to construct the map from Poisson boundary into everything in G. So recall the definition of Poisson integral theta. Theta is defined by this formula. So here, H is half theta and beta is G hat action. So we replace the role of G and G hat, it's dual. So lambda would be of that form. Okay? H is replaced with this unstable, and so left G hat action is replaced with right G action. It is natural. Then, if M is left invariant state for delta hat, the co-product of the dual, then this map lambda has bi-equivariance. So, assuming co-aminability of G, we take a left invariant mean and set the mass lambda like this. This is well defined. We should be careful because M is singular state in general. But this is well defined. Then we have the following lemma.
says lambda is actually rising that of theta. And from this equality, we can see lambda is faithful and normal star homomorphism. This is easy computation. So we want to show the image from Riemann algebra is of quotient space. So set the image of lambda being from Riemann sub algebra, and we define the map E sub B, lambda, the composition of lambda and theta. Then we have the following lemma. The map EV is half space prism expectation. And
the question is,
by the first statement, this lemma says lambda is normal. So lambda is defined by using singular x, but lambda is normal. And second, G hat and G act on B. This is also trivial because theta and lambda have bi-equivariance. And also we have the functional expectation is G hat equivariant. Of course, it is G equivariant, but it is automatically proved by the first statement. But the non-trivial point is third statement. So we want to characterize such a von Neumann subalgebra in general. And my second main theorem is like this. Assuming coordinability of G, we can prove the following. Then D, the von Neumann subalgebra, we can characterize such a B in general method. So B is arbitrary von Neumann subalgebra, then the following are equivalent. There exists a half state preserving expectation E sub B onto B, and moreover, G hat G act on B. It acts on B, B is of quotient type. So there exists a quantum subgroup H, and such that B is quotient space. And we go to the third condition. Moreover, the conditional expectation in G hat equivariant is bound on B, H of cut type. So bottom boundary is a quotient space by quantum subgroup of cut type. And with more effort, we can see if this H is maximality of Soltan and Stefan. This theorem answers the main theorem characterizing the Poisson boundary. So, okay, I stop here. Thank you.